For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, we start every single morning with the nation's song. And this morning, Chloe, we've got some inspiration as you love the game of golf.
I do.
Our fraternity in Winter Garden, which is open to everybody, we started a golf night every third Thursday of the month. So I just love the fact that we've got the Masters here. But we wanted to give love to the golf courses because a lot of people don't know that the behind the scenes, I mean, to seed that grass, to make sure that the grass is pristine, to make sure that everything is top notch. So this way, when people from around the world, because Absolutely. Let's face it, we are Central Florida, we are Orlando. So when people from Kentucky, people from Las Vegas, people from Idaho all come to experience Orlando and our golf courses, they got to be on point.
Yes, and we have so many people that travel here, not just for the theme parks, but literally just to come play golf. And so to anyone that works at any of our golf courses, I think of places like Mission Inn, Winter Park 9, that 9-hole executive is one of my favorites, Celebration, Orange County National, Southern Dunes, Shingle Creek. I could literally go on and on about all the wonderful golf courses, big, small, that we have here in Central Florida.
Bay Hill, the view at Claremont, that's where we do our nights.
So pretty.
So yeah, to those of you who take care of the not only take care of the courses, but take care of us who come onto the grass, and sometimes some of us who don't know what we're doing, we leave a lot of divots.
And can I also say, happy first day of the Masters.
Hey, woo-hoo! The Star Spangled Banner.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
Man, to have this opportunity, to have this platform, right, where you could have millions of people listening to the podcast, you could have 100,000 people listening to the show right at this moment, to use it for good, man, that makes us feel good. So this is doing the right thing.
Yes, absolutely. And today is actually National Pet Day, and I thought this story was so fitting. An animal sanctuary in Nashville, it's called the Old Friends Senior Dog Sanctuary, which is a rehab facility for our older pups. They foster senior dogs while covering all their medical expenses, just make sure that dog feels so loved, especially towards the end of their life. And right now, they have 100 senior dogs at this facility. Well, they just celebrated their 12th anniversary by throwing a dog prom. The employees, all the donors, the pups, everyone dressed up. And here's Carrie Gluck. She works at the sanctuary talking about it.
It's called the Geezer Gala. We're here for the dogs. We get to celebrate with them. It's a wholesome environment. Just everything that's good for your heart.
The Geezer Gala. I love that.
Oh, and like she said, just so wholesome. Such a sweet story this morning. And we think about all of our furry friends, right? Like, I walk into any animal shelter and you just want to adopt all the puppies, whether they're little, they're older, they're at whatever phase they're in life. But we see a lot of older dogs that stay in these shelters that no one ends up adopting. And so these dogs have a place to feel so loved and welcomed in this facility.
Man, that's awesome. And, you know, I think about the pets and the quality of life that they give us. Now provide. I mean, you've got some dogs, anything, whether you own a ferret or you own a parrot, I mean, whatever it is that's driving you crazy, but they do offer such a companionship that when they get older, you know, I mean, even parrots live until they're like 50 years old.
I know, they live a long time.
So to take care of an older animal, I just think that that takes a big heart and a certain type of individual to care for them.
Absolutely. And our furry friends, they bring us so much joy. So to everyone that volunteers their time to take care of these senior dogs at the Old Friends Senior Dog Sanctuary in Nashville, that right there is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Scotty McCreary on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country, with that $1,000 minute right around the corner. Hopefully you signed up. If you did, we'll be calling you here shortly so this way we can get $1,000 in your pocket.
Okay, Ovi, let's talk about her. Panda, you've had your sweet pup now. She's 1 year old for what, maybe a month?
Yeah, so for about a month, and she's a service dog, so that's why she's already a year old. For the ultra service dog training, they typically have them for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
However, that price also jumps. So we got her at a year, also promising ourselves that we were going to do continued training with her because she's for Oliver, who's 3 years old. Now, for kids, they typically say service dogs around 5 is when you want that relationship to happen. So we decided to kind of get in the game early, especially since we only got her at a year. So Panda this morning, as I have my routine, okay, alarm clock goes off at 2:50 in the morning. I'm in the shower by about 3:10, getting ready. And there's also an email that I send out to not only our morning show, but some other friends of ours. And that email is just kind of like a bunch of information as to what we could talk about today. So I'm just giving you some context, okay? My heart happy. Ready for this show. I'm dressed to the nines. Well, at least whatever a studio radio DJ could be dressed
with
as.
Your camo K92.3 hat, dressed to the nines, absolutely.
Well, so as soon as I open up, okay, so I just took a shower, right? So the whole room has that Irish spring smell. It's even got the steaminess of the shower. Like, I mean, just fresh, so fresh and so clean.
The
clean,
best
clean.
When you come out of the shower in the morning, you're wide awake now. You're like ready for the day.
And as soon as I open the door, the hallway hits my nose. Like my nostrils get the whole, like just that. Oh no. There's something funky. Something funky's up. And then I turn on the lights. And
you're the only one awake in the house this morning.
Only one. I mean, y'all, we're talking about maybe 3:45 in the morning. I see one poop little droplet. Okay, upon further investigation, I look further. There's another poop droplet. Now this is reminding me of deer hunting because I look for blood, right? And I see one drop, one, and I'm like, oh, where there's blood, there's a body. Y'all, where there's poop droplets, there's a poop splatter. And that poop splatter was Panda's diarrhea in the middle of the night. I guess she had gotten up. No. It wasn't
poor
even in the middle
Panda.
Of the night.
It couldn't have been because puppy. You would have smelled it.
I would have walked through it.
Right.
I would have walked through it. So it happened while I was in the shower. And
poor baby.
Man, you know, this, if I, you know, the reason why I'm sharing this story is because there's a lot of times where we want to share our ups, right? Everyone, you know, you go to Facebook, you go to Instagram.
Totally.
Those are people's highlights of their life. And this is for real. We got this service dog who's supposed to be a service to the family, really to Oliver. And she's got high anxiety because of the way that we got her. We got her from her mom who's been training her for the past year.
Well, so think about it. She's still adjusting to the environment. It was just her and her trainer, you know, quiet environment. And now the Diaz household. I mean, you have four kiddos.
It is a circus.
Right.
It's a circus. So this poor dog has had to get used to our environment. And here's another fun thing, y'all. She's eating socks.
Do you think that's why Oliver's, she had diarrhea?
Well, that's the first thing that my wife said. So, there's so many nuggets to the story. So the socks, Oliver's socks are like really tiny, and I guess that's a nervous thing that dogs can do. And so so after I find the splatter and after I find out that it's a larger.
How bad was it?
It was
there
bad.
A lot?
Oh yeah, it was bad. I mean, it took up maybe 8 feet of the hallway.
Oh wow. Okay.
So like she didn't just do it in one spot. Like she like traveled as she did it.
Oh,
so,
poor thing.
So, and naturally I wouldn't even wake my wife up because I'd be like, you know, let me just clean up a little poop. But this was like a catastrophe. So I'm like, hey, babe. She's like, yeah, opening the eyes with the crustiness. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to have to get up. And she smelled it right away. And
aww.
So that was our morning. That's why I was 10 minutes later than I would have liked. But thank God my spouse helped me. We got a whole bucket full of Pine Sol.
There you go.
Yeah, we had to get down on our knees.
What
and
a great
start
way to start off the Thursday.
Well, and you know, being a parent of four and already have had animals in the past and already, you know, when it comes to hunting and you're skinning your own animals and whatnot, like cleaning up that poop, normally where I'd be, you know, as you're scooping it up, man, I was like, man, come on, man. Get in there.
Gotta go faster.
Now, here's the problem is as I stir my coffee this morning and I go to take sips, I think I could smell it on my, you know how you just can't shake it. It's like, it's probably embedded on my nostrils.
Oh no. You need to go sniff some coffee beans. Ew, gross.
Such
Toby.
Is life.
Oh my goodness.
All right, Chloe, take us to higher heights.
Oh, I will. I'm taking us way higher. But the hardest working 78-year-old, not just in music, but entertainment, who it is, what is she doing? There is no surprise to this. The All Access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
So we'll talk about the hardest working 78-year-old in country. But first, y'all, it's here. This is probably quite literally my favorite weekend of the year. Oh, do you hear that?
Sounds like the beginning of a soap opera.
Ah, that's the sound of the Masters. Happy I get so excited about it.
Chloe, they can't update that? Put an electric guitar or a reggaeton beat?
No! That's iconic. But today is the first round of the Masters. The big golf tournament starts this morning at Augusta National. The tee times, I know, are a little bit delayed because of some bad weather. So we'll keep you up to date on that. But if you're wondering, like, Chloe, why are you so into the Masters? Why is this such a big deal for you? You know, I grew up playing the game of golf, the Masters, Augusta National. It's on my bucket list to get to that golf tournament one day. But this is the only major tournament that's conducted by a private club rather than a national golf organization like the PGA, which is why this weekend you'll see guys from the LIV Tour as well as the PGA Tour all playing together.
All the biggest names. Is this where they're awarded the green jackets?
Yes, this is where they get their green jacket on Sunday. Tiger Woods is going to be playing. Brooks Koepka will be playing. Oh, so yeah, there's a lot of big, big names that'll be out there on the course this weekend.
Hey, side note, because we get this unique perspective when we get to meet all of our country stars, it is interesting when I'm talking to them about something, you know, personal, and you get to see a different side of them. But then our boss comes in and our boss says, hey, did you get a chance to hit the green? And the conversation changes.
It's true.
Because a lot of our country stars, they love to golf.
They all golf. They usually golf in the morning before a show, no matter where they are.
So you want to bond with one of our artists? Why don't you bring up golf and watch how their eyes just gleam?
It's true. They light up. Speaking of golf and someone that loves it, Luke Combs, he moved to Nashville back in 2014. But even before that, he was performing. He's been, you know, in the business a really long time, on fire right now. Every song that he releases goes number one. He's just got hit after hit. Did I just call you? I called you Slater earlier, now Obby.
Chloe, just call me man.
I can't get your name right today.
If the names are too hard, just say, hey, man.
Sorry, but do you remember Vine way back in the day?
I loved the Vine.
Okay, I did too. And I know that Luke Combs, he got his start on there. That's how I discovered who he was. It was like, I don't even know if Vine's around anymore, but it's these like 6 to 10 second clips of different people performing, doing fun stunts. And this was Luke Combs back in the day.
I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee. It was Jesus saved me. Blue jean, baby. Born in USA. Girl, you got to be right. Killing in your Levi's. Top on your love. It's got me buzzing like a street.
That's when he was young, a nobody, undiscovered. I mean, that is crazy.
I remember sitting in class in high school, just scrolling through nonstop and looking at all these videos that he posted, just covers of various different country songs. And I knew it in my heart. I'm like, this guy is going to be a superstar because he's just got such an incredible voice. And it's just been amazing to see his career now and where he's at.
Yeah, he was driving a Dodge Neon to all his shows.
Crazy.
And what Chloe said earlier, it is a fact. Every song that Luke Combs has put out so far has went to number one. Mm-hmm. This dude is rolling in money. I mean, he like Scrooge McDuck, he could be swimming in coins. It's crazy.
It is. We love you, Luke Combs. And then lastly, our gal Dolly Parton, she is not slowing down anytime soon. And honestly, I think the older that she gets, she's doing even more. She's actually going to be releasing a sequel to her children's book. I know it's not even summer yet, but it'll be out in October. And it's called Dolly Parton's Billy the Kid Comes Home for Christmas. So a really cute Christmas book to look forward to. And Billy, which is her real god dog in life. So it's all about this pup and the pup's adventure. You can pre-order the book right now, but I just love that the Dolly's dipping her toes into so many different things.
Yeah, yo, give some love to Dolly's team, because even though we see Dolly doing stuff, it's not all Dolly. I mean, somebody's telling Dolly, hey, you got to be here by this time. You got to do this by this
Absolutely.
Point. I mean, she's got mad assistance.
Yes,
so.
We love you, Dolly Parton. So you can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. $1,000 minute is coming up next. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you want to play, you can sign up right now on the K923 app.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
All right, we've got Chris and Coco on the line. Woo-hoo! Chris, we are to understand that you are a teacher.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and you also teach PE.
Yes, I do.
Bro, come on.
That was
the best. Everyone's favorite.
Seriously.
And we're all stars. The three of us, super athletic. You'd be really proud of us.
I don't know. I watch Slater's basketball skills.
Oh, no.
Two of us, really athletic.
She's never going to let that down. All right, brother. So you know how this works, man. We're going to throw 10 questions at you. You've got 60 seconds to knock those down. You do, you're $1,000 richer today.
Sounds good.
Okay, Chris, and you could pass any of these questions, and we can come to it at the end just so you don't take up too much time. But whatever you lock in first is what we'll need to take, okay?
Okay.
All right, Obi, you ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go, Chris, with the first question. Who won the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship?
Pass.
True or false, Miley Cyrus's real name is Destiny Hope Cyrus.
True.
Matt LeBlanc plays who on the show Friends?
Pass.
Serena Williams won which major tournament while pregnant with her first daughter?
Wimbledon.
Which Disney film features the song When You Wish Upon a Star?
Pass.
How many hearts does an octopus have?
None.
Which U.S. city is known as the City of Brotherly Love?
Philadelphia.
Which famous horse won the Triple Crown in 1973?
Pass.
What is a community of ants called?
Pass.
What object is said to bring back luck if it's broken?
Oh, that's your time.
Oh, man.
That's your time.
All right. Well,
terrible.
Yeah, man, no, you got a couple right. You passed on a heck of a lot. Can we, can we start at the top? So
you had more passes than Brady.
Man, I play every morning with my kids, and it's easy. This was hard.
Well, let's get some education. NCAA men's basketball champions, UConn. Joey Tribbiani was the character on Friends that Matt LeBlanc played.
Nice.
You said Wimbledon. It's actually the Australian Open when it comes to what Serena Williams won. All right. How many hearts does an octopus have? We all know they have 8 legs and 3 hearts now. All right.
Oh, wow.
And the Triple Crown, 1973, Secretariat is what we're looking for, and Community of Ants is a colony.
All right. Okay. Wow. Well, we all learned at least one thing from those 10 questions.
And hey, Chris, you know what? No matter what, you're not going home empty-handed.
Nope. We're sending you 3-day passes at Country Thunder.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yes. Aww. Enjoy all 3 days. Thank you for educating our kids and supporting them. Can't wait to have you on the $1,000 Minute again.
Yeah, I'll have to try again.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Been talking to Cammie out in Maitland. If you don't mind, Cammie, give us a little bit more about your story.
Yeah, so my husband used to be married, and his ex-wife has the kids like half of the time. But whenever they come back to us, they are monsters. Like, uncontrollable rage. I mean, there's not even any talking any sense into them. And it's incredibly difficult. And I know, you know, his wife, she's single now. She has 2 jobs. Like, she's doing a lot of stuff, but it's not working, right? And I'm put in this kind of weird position because I'm the stepmom, you know? And so I don't know what exactly to do here because I feel like they'd be better off being with us all the time. And I'd be open to that. But I don't really know how to approach this or if I even have the right to.
Have you sat down with the kids and just asked them what goes on at mom's house?
Yeah, but when I see them, they don't speak sense. You know what I mean? Like, I don't catch them at these moments of, like, clarity.
I don't think that's your place. I think as long as you clue in their dad, right? Because any conversation, just in my opinion, being a person that grew up with parents that were divorced and also having a divorced child that we co-parent right now, that is not your place. Your place is to be there and support. Mm-hmm. Now, husband knows that you feel this way and could maybe take the kids on 100% of the time. I think he's going to be really excited.
Hey, well, and maybe the mom will hear this call and be like, maybe I should straighten up. Or she'll hate your guts and slash your tires.
It's too late. She already does. Spoiler.
Oh my God.
Let's see if we can try to get you some advice on this because, yeah, to Slater's point, you are in a sticky predicament.
Yeah. Thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Dave, you're over in Oviedo. What do you think about this call that we just got?
Hey, guys. I think she's going to step in and put her foot down, okay? If she lets these kids walk over, if she lets the ex-wife walk over, she's going to be miserable. Her marriage might suffer.
Dave, we love to hear what you have to say.
Hold on.
Could you just give us 3 minutes? Because you've got some good advice.
Give you 3 minutes.
Yeah. Give us 3 minutes, and we'll be back to what you have to say.
K92.3. The Panic Button.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Wrong with Dave, who wanted to give us some advice on Cammy, who hit the panic button. She is the stepmom. However, real mom is really, really failing at her job at raising the kids. So whenever stepmom and dad get them back, the kids are wild and they want to change that. But Cammy, as the stepmom, doesn't know where her place is. So what were you saying?
Look, before I was interrupted, I had to say that she's got to lay down the law, okay? She's the new mom. She's the new sheriff in town. She doesn't have to be mean with these kids, but if she lets them walk all over her now, then it's going to ruin the relationship for the rest of how long she's with this guy. And it's also going to permeate into her marriage as well. She's got to put her foot down. I don't know what her relationship is with the ex-wife as well, but she's got to tell her, I think you're messing with the new relationship. I think you're sending us back these little monsters on purpose. Oh.
I just don't think, though, that's her place. It's dad's place because he's biologically the father.
You can't be on the sidelines here. You got to get in the game. If you become a parent and then somebody else, your new beau has his own kids, you got to get involved. You can't just stand on the sidelines.
What, listen, if she wants to say something, maybe she writes an anonymous note and she puts it on the mom's door. So that way, when she gets
what
home.
What is this? The playground in middle school? Come on. You got to hear a ball. Oh, my God. Get in there and talk to him directly.
Put something in a bag and light it on fire, the flaming pile. So that way, the mom actually gets a message that, oh, maybe I'm a bad mom. And that's why this is happening.
There's no time like the present. You got to get in her face and say, I know what you're doing, lady. I know that you're sending back these kids worse than I gave them to you.
All right, Dave.
Dave, we appreciate you chiming in, brother.
Thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Bailey Zimmerman.
So this is where it ends.
That is one of your Country Thunder headliners. This is K92.3, where if you play the $1,000 minute, even if you don't win the $1,000, we're going to give you tickets to see that dude in October. Good morning. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater. We've got a panic button here where we're trying to help Cammy out. Now, Cammy's the stepmom. And whenever the kids come back from real moms, the kids are wild. The kids are crazy. And she's always got to do, she's always got to get with the husband and just get the kids on board and just to behave differently in under their roof.
Well, and I'm sure what's happening is that there's rules in one house, right? And there's rules in another house. And maybe they're not the same. And so, again, I'm not a parent, but I think you have to be. My parents were always really good about being on the same page when parenting together. And I think having a conversation, real mom, real dad need to talk.
Ooh, and stepmom, but stepmom is the one who's complaining.
Right.
She's calling, so does she have a place? All right, good morning. What's your name?
Cindy in just Central Florida.
Okay, Cindy, you have any advice?
I do. As a mom and a stepmom, the biggest part of that is, one, you need to stay in your lane. Two, you need to foster a relationship with those kids and understand that when they come back from another parent on both sides, that is completely normal.
So you think stepmom should say nothing, right? And dad should be the one that has that conversation with mom.
It is dad's position to do any decision-making or conversation with by a mom. They are the parents.
Yeah, and I would say that
it is a difficult position.
Oh, yeah. I would say that it definitely is up to dad to have to step in and not put his new partner in that position. Because let's face it, new partner does have feelings, and those feelings are valid. But, yeah. Crazy scenario, and it should be up to that.
100%. It's a hard position to be in, but there are roles that everybody plays, and as long as everybody works together as a team, they can work through it.
Get that dad on board.
Thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
K92.3, who's this?
I'm Ernie from St. Cloud. I'm your golf pro.
Yes, Ernie. Ernie, happy Masters Week.
Hey.
And sister.
All right, Ernie, what advice do you have?
Well, she has to create a united front with her husband because there's some subliminal things that go on with kids. I come from a family broken. I have had one pass. So experience of the learned one, shall we say. But, you know, there's a lot of problems that comes from the kids. If they feel like they can create trauma and drama, they will break up and mom and dad will get back together. I'm not saying that's
wrong. I never thought of that perspective.
You know, yeah. Some of these little kids could be evil. I'm just saying. They're little plotters sometimes. I've seen it. Not in my family, thank God. But the point, if she creates a united front with her husband, like I called her before, She needs to put her foot down and say, look, you guys can behave the way you want with your mom, but when you come to this house, here are the hard and fast rules, and it's got to be both she and he. Wow. It can't be just evil stepmom.
It's got to be tough on the kids, too, because one house has one rules, and the other house has other rules. Yeah, and
let's face it, one house may be trying to outdo the other house and how cool they are. Yeah,
absolutely.
If she wants to stay together with him, I've seen this break up families because they can't get along with the kids.
Sure.
She's got to be strong with him. If she wants to stay together, yeah, they've got to create a united front.
Ernie, appreciate
you. Guys, man.
Yeah,
oh, man. Love you guys.
You call up anytime,
grateful,
brother.
For you.
All right.
Talk Happy to Master you soon. Week. Happy Master Week.
Oh, my God. Love our listeners, by the way. Anytime that you've gone through this, and you can call up with firsthand experience, is so much better than Chloe, myself, and
totally.
Slater just kind of helping out with words of encouragement.
Absolutely, and keep those calls coming. Now, the hardest working 78-year-old, not just in music, but entertainment, who it is, what she's doing now. Honestly, no surprise by this. That All Access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
So out in St. Cloud, talking to Drew. Drew, pretty interesting about your dinner date, and you said you guys were talking about breakthroughs and just deep conversations. It went long.
Well, yeah, I felt like I had this, like, massive connection with her. Like, it wasn't just, like, chit-chat, you know, where you work, what do you like to do, and we were kind of getting into, like, first of all, she's, like, attractive. she's funny. And then we just connected on, like where we're going, what's stopping us from getting there. You know, like,
wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sitting here. Yeah, my hairs are standing up. I'm like, I love this.
Yeah.
So where are we now?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I even thought we kind of had, like, a breakthrough moment on the date. And yet I'm hearing nothing back from her at all. So I don't know what's going on.
And nothing felt funky in the conversations?
No, it felt great. It felt like we bonded.
Was she drunk?
No.
I just say, sometimes reserved and they want to get a little loosey-goosey, so they toss back some of the sauce. And then she said, wait a minute, do I actually like him, or was that the alcohol talking?
Mm. Whoa.
No, we had a drink each, that's it.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for giving us Melanie's number. We're going to try to contact her ourselves, so this way maybe we can get the both you talking, okay?
Yeah, great. Cool.
Hello?
Yes, Melanie, please.
This is Melanie. Who is this?
Hey, Melanie, my name is Obi. That's Chloe.
Good morning.
That is Slater.
It is.
Now there are three of us on the line. We work for the morning radio show, K92.3.
Country station here in town.
Yeah, I know who this is. Why?
Okay. Well, if you know the morning show, you know something that we do called the second date update?
Yeah.
Okay, Melanie, you are on the second date update this
morning. I could hear the hesitation.
But listen, you know how this works. We want to give you a $75 gift card so this way you guys can go on another date. You and Drew?
I don't know.
Okay, well, hey, we'll take I don't know. Was there something that made you feel like another date was not going to be possible?
Well, okay, so we did go on a date. We went out to dinner, and we did have really great conversation and everything. Like, that wasn't a problem. But I did admit to Drew that I smoke cigarettes. And Drew took my pack of cigarettes and was like, you're going to quit today.
No way.
Well, I said to him, I'll quit eventually. And he was like, today's the day. And then he took my cigarettes and crushed them.
Okay.
And I was just kind of like, oh, that's sweet of you. But then in my head, I was like, you know, like, I wanted to scream.
Okay. I'm getting it now.
Why not choose to quit? You said you wanted to quit.
Okay. So at this point, hold on one second, Drew. We were supposed to introduce you. Melanie, that is Drew. I mean, the point of this whole call was to get the both of you talking.
Why choose what you know you don't want to do. Like, why not make the good choice now?
I don't know if she's still there.
Melanie?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Shoo.
I'm just like, I mean, have you? You obviously don't smoke cigarettes if you just think I'm going to quit like that second.
No, but you can. You can quit this second. It's possible people do it. You can do it.
Everyone that I know that's been, they got a hold on you, you know, harder than an ankle bracelet.
Well, and I know.
It's a saying. People say this.
Well, Drew, I know your heart. I know your heart, and I know what you mean by this. And you're not meaning it in any sort of malicious way. You just want her to be the healthiest that she can be and to stop this. But honestly, Drew, I don't think it's your place just yet. You know, it was only a first date.
I know, but like I said, we connected over this. And like, for me, I've been energized since our date. I've gotten up early every morning and meditated since our date.
Oh, I thought he said medication.
No.
Meditation.
So Melanie's like inspiring you. And listen, I get what he did. You know, that if there's any time to quit, there's no time like now.
Right.
But dude, first date, bro. Okay, so now that we know that this is the problem, though, can we move on to a second date, Melanie? You listen to the show. You know that this is our efforts.
For me, I just don't think that somebody who's that impulsive is going to work for me.
It's not impulsive. It's disciplined.
Well, good for you then. Maybe somebody that's disciplined is not for me.
Whoa. Okay. Well, we got the both of you talking. We accomplished that goal.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Sam Hunt. Outskirts on K92.3. I've got a special love for those of you who are lap drummers. Man, I love to drum in this studio. Like I have to apologize to, well, that's the desk.
But, it's not my lap.
But yes, I have to apologize to both Chloe and Slater because every song I'm in here.
All the time. And you hear, if Obi doesn't know the lyrics, he's like.
Oh my God. All right. Can we get to the fact that this station, as good as we are at playing new country, as good as we are at throwing those legends in there too, as good as we are at giving you concert tickets, okay? We also want to be good at being a bank. The reason why we say that is because we're turning into one on Monday.
Yes, we're paying your bills. So I know we're just coming off a spring break. So think about what you could use that $1,000 for as you're starting to think about your summer plans with the family. Maybe the kiddos are getting ready to sign up for whatever summer camp they want to go to this year. So that money, have the K92.3 app downloaded. I say turn the push notifications turned on. And the only reason that is because you'll be the first to know. You'll receive a notification with exactly what that keyword is. Yeah. We'll share it here on air and you'll enter it on the K92.3 app. And that starts Monday, 8 a.m., but it's five times a day, y'all.
That is the reason why we don't get upgrades in our pay here.
Because you know, we want to bless you with the money.
While you're waiting for a raise at work, we're giving you the money that we should be raised with.
Well, and I'm very boring usually with my money. I will say that. Obi and Slater, it's like, what are you doing? I'm like, saving, putting it towards student loans. Like, it's always a boring response. And so I was like, I'm going to have fun this morning. If I were to be blessed with that $1,000, I know we're not. It's for you. But y'all know my love for sports. And UCF has their spring game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Bounce House. So I'd say I'd probably put the $1,000 towards maybe some season tickets. Our Knights are playing Florida this year in the Swamp. And then also the Masters is this weekend. So I could buy a half of a Masters ticket with $1,000. maybe not even half of a ticket.
Oh, man.
How about you, Obi?
So, you know, investing in yourself. Like, and what I mean by investing in yourself is, you know, maybe it's time for that hair coloration that you wanted to get done.
Fun.
You know, some people close. You know, I'm one that I can make it up to Marshall's or Ross. $1,000. Oh my God. I'll reclothe the whole family's closets.
Absolutely.
But also, you know, there's things that you could do too. You know, I just talked about the closets. There's home improvements. Some of y'all have been dying for bigger closets and just expanded rooms or just new carpets. Whatever it is, $1,000. Start planning it. Mm-hmm. Start putting that positive energy out there. And on Monday, cannot wait to give you this money as K92.3 tries to pay your bills.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.